The Drew Marshall Show, reminding you that two thongs still don't make it right.
There are certain parts of this show that should be illegal. That's my disclaimer. I should put that at the start of the show.
Like when you hit me for making technical mistakes?
Folks, it's time for Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music, and thrilled to have an actual friend, I would consider. She may not consider me a friend, but this week's recording artist is Danielle Todd, and I think we should just have a little listen to one of her songs. Danielle Todd on the Drew Marshall Show.
It's dark when I sleep here alone in my bed. So I thought that I'd share one with you instead. Oh, if only I could make up my mind. But when you touch me,
I think maybe the best way to describe Danielle Todd would be by quoting some of her influences over the years. For me, singing sad songs often has a way of healing a situation. It gets the hurt out in the open, out in the light, and out of the darkness. You have to say it with a sort of a southern drawl. Reba McEntire, that's her thing. I think music in and of itself is healing. It's an explosive expression of humanity. It's something we are all touched by. No matter what culture we're from, everyone loves music. Mr. Billy Joel. I was born with music inside me. Music was one of my parts, like my ribs, my kidneys, my liver, my heart, like my blood. It was a force, like how many body parts am I going to go through in this quote? It was a force already within me when I arrived on the scene. It was a necessity for me, like food or water. Mr. Ray Charles said that. What a loss, eh? I think about all the great cats that have gone. You know, we lost Joe Cocker last year, and man. If music be the food of love, play on. Who said that, Timmy?
Bill something.
That's right, Mr. Shakespeare. It is cruel, you know, that music should be so beautiful. It has the beauty of loneliness, of pain, of strength and freedom, the beauty of disappointment and never satisfied love, the cruel beauty of nature and everlasting beauty of monotony. Wow. Now, Danielle, I got to ask you this, and Tim, you may want to weigh in on this as well. Benjamin Britten, do you know who that is? No.
No.
It's on your website. How do you quote someone you don't know?
You know, I was looking through music quotes, and I just really, really
that
liked
was a good quote.
Ones.
Yeah. Can you Google Benjamin Buttons? I mean, Britons. Britton?
Yes, his website keeps getting older as I type it in.
Meathead. So good to have you here, Danielle. I'm trying to think the first time I met you or saw you. Was it down? Where was that? Do you remember?
It would have been downtown at Amber McLean's
Amber's gig.
CD release party.
Yeah.
I think. And I'm pretty sure you just came right up to me and started talking to me. And I was like,
who does that? Who does that? Just old creepy guys. So what I really want to know is, where has this music thing come from in you? I mean, we had the Elwins in here last week, and there are four guys. I asked the question, you know, is music, is it running the family? And only one guy said, yeah, it does. The other ones, it just came out of nowhere. How about you?
It's definitely in my family, a lot of music in my family. My dad was in a band called Hourglass for a number of years and still performs out live, actually. And he was in that with his brother. So my uncle and my cousins as well play music, and even generations before that. So I was born with it. Mm-hmm. And it came very naturally for me. I would sing all the time when I was a baby as well. So.
What's your earliest memory of performing? I'm making it sound like you're 48 years old here.
I mean, I always sang in front of my family at family gatherings. Like, I remember on Boxing Day every year, my Todd family gets together for it's just a big party, and I would be more excited for the Todd family party because I get to perform there than I was for Christmas. I was just so excited for it because I got to sing to my family and see all my cousins and everything. So,
this is starting to sound like Tiny Talent Time questions, which you're too young to remember. But,
no, it's back.
What is?
It's back. Tiny Talent Time is back.
Is not.
Yeah, rebooting it.
Listen to you, Holmes.
On CHCH. Oh, by the way, Benjamin Britten is an English composer.
Oh, of course he is.
Yes.
Is he with the last name Britain? That was ironic.
You'd think, yeah.
It was ironical.
Don't you think?
Oh, do you remember a horrible moment being on stage where you were just either embarrassed or sweating because of some awkwardness or something just bizarre happened?
I don't very often get nervous to perform. So I usually get excited, which is really cool and very lucky.
Yeah.
But just recently, I joined a country cover band. And they're a top 40 cover band. And their singer was going away on mat leave. So they asked me if I could join this band and cover for her while she was gone. And I was like, yeah, no problem. 4 hours worth of country music. It's like 50 songs. I can do that. No problem. Well, I didn't even meet the guys until the day of, and I just kind of went in, shook their hand, and went on stage and played 4 hours worth of country music, and I was freaking out.
But you did it, though?
I did it. Oh, yeah, I did it. And
I
put on the nicest dress that I had so that at least if I screwed up, I could just, you know, smile.
But I'm hot.
And so they always say that it wasn't that bad, and they said it was really good for someone who just filled in. But for me, I was pretty scared. I was freaking out about it.
Nice. Tell me about the Taylor you're holding there, because we, both Tim and I, are big Taylor fans.
Well,
do you know anything about it?
It has six strings, and it is brown.
Well, let me tell you a little story
Thanks,
about this. My old guitar, there was an accident with my old guitar, and it got ruined.
It got what?
It got ruined.
Oh, they said rear-ended.
No.
You don't tie it to the back of your car, girl.
So I had to go, but it was time for it to go. I needed an upgraded guitar.
Yeah.
And so I went to a bunch of music stores and I played a bunch and I just kept coming back to this one. Yeah. So yeah.
Bit of coin though?
Yeah, it was a little bit. But I mean, it's an investment and I love it.
Can we just hear the guitar just kind of right now? Because we sort of want to just get a feel for this axe that you have.
Nice.
Huh? Very you know
nice.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
We should get paid by Taylor.
Yes.
Because
or just pick any guitar company.
Oh, you know, another
just
one I love
stuff.
Are Olsen's.
Okay.
Yeah, I just thought I'd mention that.
You like mine that I brought in today?
Yeah, but yours is, I don't know.
It's Cole Clark. It's from Australia. It's cool.
Okay. You always have to work your way into the interviews, eh?
Because it's all about you and I need to make it about me.
Can you do us a song kind of right off the bat, please?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Tell us. Set it up for us.
All right. Well, I used to get made fun of for writing a bunch of sad songs.
Love sad songs.
I know, right? I always say I'm not a sad person, but when I'm happy, I go out and I live my life, right?
Yes.
And when I'm sad, I sit home and I write about it, and that's how it makes me.
Exactly.
It's
therapy.
Yeah, that's how I'm normal. So, anyways, but so I was like, okay, I'm going to write a happy song. So lately, I've been writing a bunch of happy songs, and this song is about the coolest person I know.
You wrote a song about me? So nice. Ladies and gentlemen, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Danielle Todd.
Well, it's been a while since I felt all this happiness around. And it's been a while since I thought
I'd ever come back to this town. Maybe you could meet me out on some old backcountry road. You could kiss me so, so sweet, and nobody would even know. Wouldn't it be nice, if you could love my body all through the night into the morning light, and watch the summer sunrise? Wouldn't it be nice? Well, I think you're so cool, and nobody gets me like you do. I see you smile and I can't help but smile right back at you. I don't think you and I will ever change, no. Baby, we will always stay the same, so. Wouldn't it be nice, if you could love my body all through the night until the morning light and watch the summer sunrise? Wouldn't it be nice, wouldn't it be nice? Familiar touch, familiar love. I miss this oh so much, and I came back here just to see those eyes. A familiar touch, familiar love. I miss this oh so much, and I came back here just to see those eyes. Well, I think you're so cool. I think you're so cool.
So, I love your sustain. I really do. You have just a clean set of pipes. By the way, we were talking earlier about set of pipes. You only have one pipe that you sing out of. So, what's when someone says, oh, she's got a nice set of pipes, what does that mean? I'd like to just clarify that. Can we just talk about that for a second, Tim?
Do you want me to Google it?
No, I don't mind. Actually, that's one thing I don't want you to Google. No. Anyway, what we're trying to say is you just have a real pure voice. I would imagine you hear this regularly. You have a clean and pure voice. These are comments you would hear?
Sometimes, yes. I get really nice comments from you, Drew. You're very
Wow.
You're very good at commenting.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Oh, I am. I'm good at commenting.
Yeah.
Like that one a long time ago, you know, for a big girl, you don't sweat much. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great compliment.
You've always said really nice things to me, so.
Do you have moments in your career, because really, you're kind of young, right? Like, I mean, what are you, 17 or something?
Yeah, I just turned 18, actually, on Sunday.
Congratulations. Yeah. Happy birthday. No, but I mean, you know, it's not as though some artists I have in here are in their 40s and 50s, and you wonder if their career will go anywhere else, because, you know, they're older, but you're younger, and so what are your hopes? Like, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, when I grow up, I would just really like to have my original music out there more. I would like to have be able to play bigger venues and people buying tickets to come and see my original music. You know, that's the goal. And I,
because you're a cover queen, you really are.
Yeah.
I mean, how many songs can you have? You ever worked it out? A guesstimate?
I have no idea, but I
it's
do.
Hundreds.
I do a lot. I do a lot of covers, and then with that new country band, I added a bunch of new covers in as well too. So.
How do you retain all that? That's unbelievable.
Really. I don't know. It's funny. Even with that band, we went on stage and I said, "There's this song that I used to sing when I was like 5 years old. Could we try it?" Because they've been playing together for like 20 years, right?
What song was it?
It was Guys Do It All the Time by Mindy McCready.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I was like, let's just try this song. And they hadn't played it in years, and neither I had never played it with them, and I hadn't sang it in years. And we just pulled it together and sang it, and it was awesome. Good. So I don't know. It just comes back to you.
What is one of the covers that you know knocks it out of the park? You knock it out of the party every time because the pub, the crowd gives you a little feedback.
It depends on where I am, but one of the biggest covers that people always request is Hallelujah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great tune.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't prepare you for this, but can you throw down a little bit of it?
Sure.
Did you have to do any funky tuning or?
No. Usually I play it on piano, but we'll see how this goes.
Oh, you don't play it on? Then I shouldn't have asked. I'm so sorry.
It's a guitar song, so she's got to play it on guitar.
All right.
There's like 800 verses to this, so I'll just do a couple for you, okay? I heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Took the name in vain, but I don't even know the name. And if I did, well, really, what's it to you? Well, there's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter what you heard. The holy or the broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Killing me. I don't want to sound like J-Lo, but you gave me goosies.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't need to hear that at all.
Oh, sorry, Tim.
There's a mental image. I'm going to have to scrub it. By the way, the reference refers to pipe organs and the power of a pipe organ.
There you go. Yeah. Nice set of pipes.
Nice.
Okay. Whew. I'm glad we got that one out of the way.
We got it all figured out. Yep. It's cleared out. Yep.
Thank you, Google. Wow. No, seriously, wow.
Thank you.
You don't see it, do you? You have no idea how freaking awesome you are. And I love that about you. That's why I wanted to have you on. I mean, we've been trying to get you on for a while, and we wanted to combine it with one of your gigs in the area. I've never seen a girl work so hard. I mean, you and Amber McLean are both just workhorses. You work your tails off. And you're going to be performing tonight at Finn McCool's in Oakville. Is that right?
Yeah.
9 o'clock, I think. Is it
9:30?
9:30. Sorry.
Yeah.
9:30, Finn McCool's Oakville. Yeah. You want to check that gig out. Is there another upcoming gig that you'd really love people to go to? Is there a little bit of a ticketed event at all that we can... anything you know?
Not off the top of my head. Okay. I mean, one of the ones that I always look forward to is my Sauble Beach shows, but that's in the summer. But I'll be there the Canada Day long weekend and the August long weekend.
Okay.
I'm so excited. Those are one of my favorite places to play.
We are in the middle of Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music, and this week's recording artist is Danielle Todd. Her website is danielletoddmusic.ca, danielletoddmusic.ca. I've been to a number of Danielle's gigs, and you've never sucked.
Thank you.
That means 4 stars in Drew's lingo.
It is. It is 4 stars, maybe even 5. Do you have a genre that you instinctively gravitate towards? Like if an A&R guy was to try to, figure you out and put you into a category, where would you want to be put?
It's kind of a tough question. I struggled with that for a long time because I would say like singer-songwriter sort of. I mean, I grew up listening to like Avril and Chantal Kreviazic and those singer-songwriters, right? Mm. So I write a lot like that in Jewel. But there isn't really a place for them anymore, right? So there's kind of only... in mainstream world, there's mainstream country and mainstream pop. So you're either Lady Gaga or you're Miranda Lambert. Mm-hmm. And I really don't think I'm Lady Gaga. So I kind of fall under the more country, and mm-hmm. I kind of write a little bit more country anyway. So, yeah.
But you do have that same purity. Like when I saw Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett perform together, again, that's where the purity of her voice came out. Mm-hmm. I think she should stay in the jazz pocket, personally. Well,
yeah. Her and Miley Cyrus, who just performed at the Saturday Night Live thing, like when they're less about the show and more about the
talent,
singing,
yeah.
Ugh,
they can bring it.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think you do have that clear, crisp ability to sustain. And the scaling stuff that I see on American Idol, and you can hear, it's so nice when the judges get on people's cases, especially the sisters. When the sisters get all, and the brothers get all scaly and all over the place, you know, just stick with a note. Why do you have to be so, is it insecurity? What is it that makes people think it's soul music if you flow up and down the scale and find all the notes in between? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
what
yeah.
What am I talking people... about? How come my mic keeps popping, Tim? Why, what is that?
Some people get a little bit, I don't know, some people really like that when they're singing, but they don't realize how busy it gets, and sometimes it can get a little bit busy to listen to.
Yeah.
One person who is actually amazing at that kind of stuff is Jessie J.
Okay.
She is phenomenal. Like her range and her, she's always very tasteful when it comes to trills and that kind of stuff.
Trills? Is that what I should be calling it?
Her trills give you trills.
No, but is that the legit name?
Sure. Listen to me. She's the musician, not legit. Me.
Trills?
Yeah.
Okay. I have no idea. I am an awkward white man. I have no idea what I'm talking about. All I know is you can sing, and I'd like you to do it again. What song are you going to do now?
Well, what would you like to hear? One of my sad songs? Okay. So my sister moved away to Chicago.
That's sad.
I know, right? It's sad already. And she was really, really, really homesick when she first got there because she had never really been that far away. And she had to go there for school. So... she moved away and she called me one night and she was crying on the phone and she said, "Danielle, it's a really sad night in Chicago."
What a great line for a song.
I know, right? And I was like, yes. No, I'm kidding.
I'm so glad your life sucks because I can make a song
suffering.
Now.
So I told her, I will write, don't worry, I'll write you a song. I'll write you a song. Right. So I wrote her this song. And then months later, I was releasing my first CD and she couldn't be there for it because she was in the middle of exams or whatever. So I Skyped her from the bar and there was like 200 of my closest friends and family there. And I took her around to every table. She said hello to everyone.
Nice.
And then I sat her down on a laptop in front of me, her and her three friends. And they all had a bottle of wine and they watched me and I sang A Sad Night in Chicago.
Beautiful. Again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Danielle Todd.
There's rain outside on the window pane, alone in this big old town. And boy, this room still hasn't changed since the last time you were around. I can hear the footsteps of strangers stumbling into someone else's room. In the morning she'll wake up thinking she's in love and he'll say, "Yeah, maybe I'll call you, maybe I'll call you." And babe, I miss you so much tonight I can barely breathe. In the darkness of this empty room I can almost see you lying next to me. And it's a sad, sad time. It's a sad, sad time in Chicago tonight. Thousands of miles and a phone call away, I've tried but I haven't slept in days. And tell me, what is there left to say when it's over anyway? It's over anyway. And babe, I miss you so much tonight I can barely breathe. In the
darkness of this empty room, I can almost see you lying next to me. And it's a sad, sad time. It's a sad, sad time in Chicago tonight. And babe, I miss you so much tonight that I can barely breathe. In the darkness of this empty room, I can almost see you lying next to me. And it's a sad, sad time. It's a sad, sad time. It's a sad, sad time in Chicago tonight. There's rain outside on the window pane, alone in this big old town. And boy, this room still hasn't changed since the last time you were around.
You know, every once in a while, somebody comes into the studio, plays, performs live, and our phones go crazy. And Tim, it's because we've got this new setup. You know, normally we use the mics that pick up the whole room a little bit. Tim couldn't even hear the phone ringing.
It's because I have a pair of earphones that work properly, this whole sealed thing. I can't win. I don't wear them, I get in trouble. I wear them, I get in trouble.
You know, growing up, I spent a lot of time in the gym, and I always needed a punching bag. And that's why Tim is here, ladies and gentlemen. Tim the Tool, he's here each and every Saturday. He's a good friend, and he's going to turn the phone off now.
Yep. Yep.
So apparently people like you.
Oh, cool.
No, it is, you know, I'm just saying, people kind of dig what you're doing. When it comes to being in a band and singing solo, there's two different kind of vibes that go with that. Would you prefer a solo career? Would you prefer to front a kickin' band?
I would love to do like a band that's playing my music.
Yeah.
But I'm not really at that stage. Like, if I really want awesome players, I really got to pay a lot. Yeah. And I really want awesome players. Like, if I'd rather just do it by myself until I'm at that stage. And I know some awesome players, and I would just
love to
go.
You know a lot of awesome players.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love to go on the road and do that kind of thing, but for right now, I think I'm going to stick with the solo.
Again, I just want to remind you that tonight at Finn McCool's in Oakville, Danielle Todd will be playing. Tomorrow afternoon, though, at 2 o'clock at Hughes Room will be our good friend Ken Whiteley, and it's his gospel matinee. If you have any desire for down-home, old-school, folk, gospel, rootsy kind of stuff, man, it is a good groove. And it's Hughes Room tomorrow at 2 o'clock. I'd suggest showing up early for a great bite to eat, a couple of drinks, and getting a good table. Hughes Room, a very inexpensive show, and it is a fantastic listening room. Have you played at Hughes Room?
I have not.
Have you been to Hughes Room?
No.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry.
Why don't you hang out with me more? We get you into these places. The other night at Lula Lounge was crazy, by the way.
I know. I really wanted to go, and I couldn't make it happen.
They were even talking about it on CBC. Really? I'm just saying.
That's where I heard about it.
Yeah.
By the way, Finn McCool's in Oakville, is a corner of Trafalgar and Dundas area.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Google. Yeah, well done.
What does
love do to your songwriting? Does it mess it up? Does it inspire?
Ooh, there was an interesting face you made there.
By the way, this is videoed. Okay, we can see your face. What has love done to your songwriting over the years?
Well, luckily, right now I am not in love, so I'm writing a whole bunch.
Okay.
When I am in love, I find it a little bit harder to write. I do. It also depends on who I am in love with. If it's a musician, it's harder for me to write.
Why?
I know, right? Because I don't know. I feel like I'm being judged in a musician way, right? Because like obviously, if I'm going to write a love song, it's going to be about the right. It's going to be about the person I'm with, or it's not. And then if it's not, then they might freak out.
But it's not even that. There's a whole musical thing, too. Is the music going to be good enough to represent this person? All that kind of stuff. Totally
yeah,
get that.
Right?
I don't know. I don't even know what love is. What's love got to do with it?
I have no idea.
It's a secondhand emotion.
Yes. Thanks, Tina.
You should see my legs.
Oh, and no thank you. I had to see inside your brain earlier.
He's so weird. Who are some people that that you would say are legit? I keep saying legit like I'm 22 years old. Are you know, main inspirations for you and have been thoroughly, consistently, main inspirations musically?
There's a lot for me, and I always say my cousin Mike Todd and Amber McLean they were two huge influences.
Was Amber was she a teacher of yours, a music teacher?
Yeah.
Right.
So my dad knew her before I did, and right. He said, "Oh, let's go see this girl. She performs." And I thought, okay. And she was in kind of like a jazz stage, and back then I didn't like jazz at all. And I was like, okay, let's go. So we went to Manhattan's in Guelph, and we saw her play, and I literally fell in love with her. Like, I was like, you are the coolest person alive. I still feel the same way. She's awesome, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So I just ended up, she happened to have a spot to teach me. And so I was like, I'll take it. So I used to go in for my vocal lessons. And for the first few weeks, we were doing a lot of work. But then I would go in and I'd be like, so there's like this guy at school, because I was in high school, right? And she would be like my counselor for half an hour. So she said, I don't really want your dad to pay me anymore. So I think you should just be in my band, and I'll give you vocal lessons for being in my band.
Nice.
So I ended up in her band, and she would give me vocal lessons for free. So that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And counseling sessions.
That's why Tim's here each week. How long did you end up staying in Australia for?
I was there twice. So I was there 4 months, and then I went back for 6 months. Yeah.
Would you ever consider living there?
No.
Too far away from fam, isn't it?
It is, and I like the music business here better.
Well,
I like it.
It's
like
a little bigger.
It's bigger, and
I mean, over there, all you have to compete with are the Bee Gees.
People like music in Canada more than in Australia, I found. Yeah. I found it really kind of, it was like I didn't want to go to work every day when I was performing in Australia, because it was very much like put the musician in the corner and make them really quiet, and
nobody puts baby in the corner.
I know, right? I like to be center of attention sometimes.
You're funny. Probably the most irritating thing I do. Yes, I'm going to point the most irritating thing is I like to find little idiosyncrasies about people, little sort of vocal tics, verbal tics, or repetitive patterns, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, definitely.
And thanks, Rain Man. And you know, right? That's your thing.
Right?
I know, right?
I do that.
Making fun of you on air. On air.
That's all right, because I'm pretty sure everyone is probably doing that at home.
I know,
anyway.
Right?
Right? Yeah.
I'm an
idiot.
It's
so true. I do that all the time.
I just want to help. That's all I'm all about helping. All right. Let's rescue both of us out of this conversation. And can we do another tune, please?
Yes.
What do you have for us? Okay. Danielle Todd.
Danielle Todd. Well, do you want to hear?
Yes.
Okay. You're so funny. Okay, so I went to Nashville with my cousin Mike a few months ago, and I'm actually going again in a couple weeks. But my cousin Mike and I have never performed together or written together or anything. And before I went to Australia, I said, why don't we get together and we write a song? Mm. And so we wrote this song, and then I had to leave the next day, so we never finished it until I got home from Nashville. I mean, from Australia. And then when I got home from Australia, I called him up and I said, that song was really good. We should finish it. So we sat down, we finished it, and then we took it down to Nashville, and they like it there too. So
nice.
I know, it's kind of cool.
Make a little scratch from it, can you, or no?
Well, I don't know yet. We'll see what's going to happen here.
What's it called? Do you know?
You and Me.
On the Drew Marshall Show live, Danielle Todd.
Baby, what happened to you and me? Turning into something we thought we'd never be. Short on time and short on patience. I can't help but wish for days where I beneath the constellations try to guess what each one's name is. And we're only keeping score so we can lie. Get up to if it's only me and you. It's only me and you.
turn the radio up and leave this place behind. Spinning wheels and dirt road dust. Take some time to work on us. And fly beneath the constellations. Try to guess what each one's name is. And we're only keeping score. So we can lie here a little more. Drinking wine in cheap hotel rooms. And think of what we could get up to. If it's only me and you. It's only me and you. Sparkle eyes and butterflies. Filling up our insides. Baby, all we really need is you and me. What each one's name is, and we're only keeping score, so we can lie here a little more. Drinking wine in cheap hotel rooms, and think of what we could get up to. If it's only me and you, it's only me and you, it's only me and you.
I can tell it's going to be a big hit in the South because it's a love song you wrote with your cousin.
Oh, we're insulting everyone.
Yeah, I think we've lost half our listening audience today, and yes, that's a weekly thing. Yes. Folks, you are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. I want to play another track of yours and just give us a little chance to recoup and gather our surroundings here. Maybe give Tim a little instruction as to which track you'd like to play because we didn't discuss it earlier.
I know.
You know, what song do you want the world to hear right now?
That CD, track 3.
Oh, folks, track 3. Wow. I'm so looking forward to that's my favorite track.
This is a little bit of piano for you.
Ah, good choice.
Yeah.
Because you are a multi-talented cat.
I try.
Have you ever tried? We talked about this the other night. I would like to try being a professional triangle player.
Triangle is surprisingly a big part of lot of major important songs.
If you put it through a loop machine or even a distortion pedal, that'd be awesome.
Well, if you put it in loop, you just wouldn't have to be there.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, yeah. Go have a beer and let the track play.
Ding, 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 ding.
Gone. Tell us about this song, please, again.
This is called Julia. And
who's it dedicated to?
It's not dedicated to anyone, but it is. Everyone asks, is Julia a real person?
Right.
And she is, and she didn't really like the song.
She didn't like the song? That's a great backstory. I love it. Folks, Danielle Todd on The Drew Marshall Show. We'll be right back.
The ground is frozen cold outside, and it's starting to snow again. The party's almost over, and I'm watching you walk away with him. Julia, why did you take him? Why did you do it? Oh, why made you do it? Julia, I'm broken in two now, and I don't know how to let myself forgive you. Everyone's dancing with each other despite all the color. I only see black and gray. And I feel my feet hit the pavement. That's when I cave in. I don't know how it ended this way. Julia, why did you take him? Why didn't you do it? Julia, I'm broken in two now, and I don't know how to let myself. hurts and I ache, and you didn't need him anyway. Julia, why didn't you take him? Why didn't you do it? Oh, what made you do it? Oh, Julia, I'm broken in two now, and I don't know how to. I don't know how to. Julia, why didn't you take him?
You are listening to the sweet mellifluous tones of Danielle Todd. Now I just sound creepy. But I like...
No more than usual.
I really, really like her. She's a fan. I mean, she's a fan. I'm a fan.
Party
in. I'm a fan.
Right? She's
and
a fan, right?
Stop it. Right? I know, right? We're jerks. Danielle, I am a legit fan, and I want people to spend money on you. I want people to follow you. I want people to be a supporter of your career. How do they do that?
All right. Well, those two songs that we spun today,
yeah.
Those are on iTunes. So if you just look up Danielle Todd on iTunes, and of course, all the sharing of YouTube videos and that kind of stuff, and liking me on Facebook. I have a zillion YouTube videos. Yeah.
A zillion. What about an email list? Do you have one of those?
I do, actually. If you go to my website, which is danielletoddmusic.ca, you can sign up for my mailing list, which is actually really awesome. And I'm really not one of those annoying people that email you like every day.
Yeah.
I try and do it once a month, if that,
okay.
Just to let you know where I'm playing, what area yeah. I'm in. So.
And she is all over the place. There's some great clubs and pubs that she played. Let's go out with another live performance from Danielle Todd here on the Drew Marshall Show. What are we doing, Danielle?
All right. This is just, this is a brand new song.
So you might screw up?
No.
Oh, okay. What's it called? Tell us a little more about it.
I don't, it's so new.
You don't have a title?
I don't even have a title
Can
yet.
We make one
yeah,
up?
Yeah, we're going to make, we're so is. Making one up.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go, folks. Danielle Todd on the Drew Marshall Show.
This is just a mystery love, he said, and he ain't got nothing to show for it. Well, you'll keep chasing me down until you hit the ground. And now I'm watching him drive away with nothing but a car and a suitcase. And I can't even keep track of the times I've seen that back turn. Oh, just because you're going away doesn't mean you won't be back someday. Just because you can't admit doesn't mean that you don't feel it all. You're nothing but a heartbreaker. Well, I know the next girl that you meet, you sweep her right off of her feet. Tell her she's the only thing you'd ever need. But when you're lying awake at night with all those feelings that you can't fight, you'll know then that I was right. Just because you're going away doesn't mean you won't be back someday. And just because you can't admit, it doesn't mean that you don't feel it. Nothing but a heartbreaker, and you keep kicking me down when I'm already on the ground. I should know better by now. Well, this is just a mystery love, you said. And you ain't got nothing to show for it. I can't even keep track of the times I've seen that back turn. Oh, just because you're going away doesn't mean you won't be back someday. And just because you can't admit, it doesn't mean that you don't feel it. You're nothing but a heartbreaker.
I think we should either call it Heartbreaker or D-Bag.
No, it's, no? It's nothing but.
Nothing but?
Nothing but.
Because that's the line right before Heartbreaker. Nothing but dot, dot, dot.
We suck at
titles.
I was
thinking Mystery Love.
Yeah.
I know, that's
well, originally,
too, right?
I was going towards a little title called The Chase.
Ah.
Or The Chaser.
Ooh, huh? The
Chasey. Chasey. JC and the Sunshine Band?
Yeah.
Okay, we have so many problems. Folks, thank you for tuning into our show today. A special thanks to Danielle Todd. You knocked it out of the park. Well done.
Thank you.
Really
thank
well
you.
Done. So good to finally have you here. Hey, we'll have the entire show up on our website by the end of the week. We get around to it eventually for your listening pleasure. And we will be soon on iTunes, but not yet. We'll have our mobile site up and running very soon. Next week on our show, Brian McLaren, I think, will be on our show. And our performance will be John Brooks. And then the following week after that, it will be Lily Frost here on the Drew Marshall Show. I love saying the Drew Marshall Show. I think I've said the Drew Marshall Show too many times this hour. Sorry about that. Thanks for just staring at me, Tim. I appreciate it. Hey, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the cold weather, the snow. And don't forget, if you don't sin, Jesus died for nothing. Bye-bye.
I'm a liberal backslider, sliding about 10 years. People ask me, how you doing, brother? I come from all their fears. I'm swearing like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bum. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun. I am a liberal backslider, sliding about 10 years. People ask me how I'm doing, and I come from all their fears. Well, I'm swearing like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bum. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun.